What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, a Colonel Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. You know, why is everything so conflicted? Oh, man. I mean, it's just...
Conflicted.
Oh, man. Okay. By the way, guys, this is our Star Wars review, guys. Stay tuned, all right? Hope you're ready for this. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Hope you're ready for this, guys. Stay tuned.
I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command. You are a toy!
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
Must be imaginative, strong-hearted. You must try things that may not work. And you must not let anyone defy your limits because of where you come from. Your only limit is your soul.
Honey?
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit? We are talking about the greater good!
You are listening to Alamo City Disney Podcast, the Disney Couple Edition, guys, where we take the magic and bring it right to your ears. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D,
Ryan680. Amanda,
that cat lady Ange. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. The most anticipated Star Wars, man. Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, the most anticipated movie of the year. Yeah, so much...
to talk about.
Yeah, a lot. But by the way, guys, no spoilers, by the way. So we're not going to mention any spoilers whatsoever. No spoilers. So you can be sure to check this review out, guys, before you see the movie. And just go in with a grain of salt because, this is our personal opinion. And I like to say it again once before is that, you know, film is subjective, guys. We all love films. We all love our certain type of movies. This movie may work for this person. That movie may work for that person.
And I'm going to spoil it. We have two very completely different views on this.
Yeah, two very different
views. I will spoil that.
So if you're... you're about to see some arguing, so hope you're ready for this, guys. All right, let's get right to it. All right, so Skywalker, the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. I'm so conflicted on this. I mean, it's just the way this movie flows. I just feel like the way it was edited, the first act. I feel like it was very like boom, 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 and it just felt very choppy.
There definitely was a lot of. It wasn't a smooth plot, I gotta say it.
No.
How it started out, it was not. No. It was a lot happening in such a short amount of time. So yes. I get what you're saying there.
Yeah.
How it comes across as like too much all at once. Very choppy. Like they're trying to like direct you here, then direct you there, then move over here.
Yeah.
Different objectives. I get that.
Yeah. And not to say that doesn't work for some certain type of movies, but it's just like this movie just felt so misdirected, I guess you could say.
Would you say the beginning's maybe too fast-paced?
I guess in a sense, yeah. I just feel like the perfect word I could say just like, oh, let's put this here. Just very, again, I'll say choppy again. I felt like it was just very, I felt like this was done by, I mean, J.J. Abrams is a Star Wars fan, but I feel like it wasn't made, I mean, it's a Star Wars fan, but it wasn't made for, it's like he didn't know the core Star Wars values and everything. I know I'm going to have everyone's going to have their own opinion on Star Wars, guys. And there was no chemistry. It wasn't a good flow from the beginning. It wasn't. I mean, there was no, like casual chemistry. There was no organic chemistry. It wasn't there for me. It wasn't there at all throughout the first act of the movie. I just felt like it was trying to, hey, guys, here's this, here's that. Oh, like it just, let's go find this, let's go find that. Like it just felt too.
I guess I mean, their mission definitely was like A lot of things to do.
We visit. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of places. a lot of systems, guys.
We definitely see a lot more I guess, systems than we have in previous films.
Yeah.
Which I know you had a problem with. Me, not so much. I'm like, if it takes us there, yeah, sure, why not?
It's just everyone was conflicted in this movie. I mean, even our audience, when we went to go see it at the Alamo Draft House, everyone was conflicted. All right, so I'm going to take a break from the bad stuff because I'm going to go back to the good stuff. All right, so let's go to the good stuff, guys. All right, so the good stuff, action sequences were really good. I really did enjoy that a lot.
I really liked, like you said, the action sequences, the battles and the fights that take place in the film throughout all the acts, I think. I think they were done pretty well.
I was done very well.
I would say, as much as I can nitpick and, you know, have my opinion on certain things, it's not a perfect movie. Okay, let's be honest. It's not. Yeah. There's a lot of flaws. But overall, I walked away entertained. And I think that's the point of a movie. Mm. Now, it's really difficult with Star Wars because you have such a fan base, such a universe, huge fan base who are like super, this is how it's been set up by the books, movies, shows, so it has a flow, it has a rhythm, it has things that are just they're just Star Wars, that is the Star Wars way.
Yeah.
And for me, it's hard for that because I mean, if you kind of divert from that, people get upset, and I feel like that's why people would get upset for them.
Yeah, and to be honest though, I'm just like, I mean, it just I am upset because of the there's no Star Wars logic in here. There really isn't, and it just upsets me of that. And I'm just like, okay, this is happening. Going back into the good things again. So the good things I really did enjoy of this movie was all like, hey, remember this? Hey, remember that?
It definitely had a lot of nostalgic moments, which I feel
that
like
was great. I like that. I'm a sucker for that.
I feel like if they didn't have that, people would still be upset.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if you had like none, like I mean,
this is Disney's trilogy, though. So let's be honest, it's Disney's trilogy and the end of the Skywalker saga. So as we know, Captain Kennedy and J.J. Abrams said. So going back into this, so I really did love the nostalgia. I really did love, all the memorable scenes and everything. I love that a lot. Now, going into the, the first act was just terrible.
He's having a hard time trying to pick his topic. Okay, so I know you had mentioned it. One of the things that bothered you was the chemistry between the trio. Okay,
yes. So the chemistry between, Poe, Rey, and Finn, I was just like, what? Like, they were bickering at each other throughout this movie. I was just like, oh my God, like, it's getting annoying. I was just like, oh my God. Like, I knew, it's not a spoiler, guys. Back in the old trilogy, the New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Han, Leia, and Luke, they did bicker sometimes. But it wasn't all the damn time. Like, oh my God, throughout this movie, they were just bickering at each other. Most of the time, they were just hugging, happy. I mean, Return of the Jedi, Han is all like, oh, you go tell Luke this, and he rolled his eyes. But that was it. It was just casual. It felt natural. With this, it just felt forced. It felt no, I just didn't feel any good chemistry between this. Now, going back into the actors and actresses, John Boyega. I mean, come on, Disney. Guys, John Boyega's a good actor. He was a sidekick in this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest. He was such a sidekick in this movie that we're just to a sense to where, like, it literally was annoying. I was just like, this guy could do so much. Adam Driver. This is my little rant right now. Adam Driver. Mm-hmm. He was limited on his acting. We just saw him in Marriage Story. We just saw him in The Report. Amazon's movie Report. And I'm just like, this guy is being limited. He's a good actor. Why are they making this happen? Why are they making him act like this? I just felt like he was, I felt like he could have done so much more in this last movie to finish off right. And I just didn't like his performance in it.
I mean, not to say it was his fault, because it really is not his fault. It's the way the story goes. It's the way the, you know, the writing goes into it and everything. I feel like he could have done more. I feel like Adam Driver's performance, I feel like they didn't really, they didn't pick out these actors and actresses as they just didn't have enough trust in them. I felt like they didn't have enough trust in the actors and actresses to do what their job is to do. And I that was terrible.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there you're having a lot of points before I forget.
Yeah.
So as far as the bickering, I liked the chemistry between them.
Okay.
I can understand where you're coming from for the bickering.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't compare it to the relationship as Luke, Han, and Leia. You can't. I know you compared it right now. And yes. No, let me finish.
Yeah.
I know you compared it between Luke, Leia, and Han. Okay, they didn't bicker that much. Okay, well, every friendship is different. Yeah, and, like, I get that. So it didn't bother me that much. I liked the bickering because it was very comical. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's just how some friends are. Now, I know it will bother people. Yeah definitely. But again, it didn't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. So, and then also, too, when you're saying John Boyega, I actually found his character very annoying in the first two.
Really?
I did not like his character. This is the only movie that I really liked his character.
And see, I have to disagree with you
on that. And then I got to say Kylo Ren, I can see where you're going with the limiting. But again, where's his character arc? I mean, he's still conflicted. He's between Ben and Kylo. And then once, you know, the conflict happens, which you guys will see.
Yeah.
There's only so much where he can go. And I get what you're saying. Yeah. He as an actor was limited on the emotion he could portray, the things he could do with his character, but his character arc is limited to begin with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I agree with you. The writing there wasn't actually spot on.
Okay, and then the plot, the way this plot was, it just felt so like just a middle schooler. Like it just felt, there was no, like, the plot was just so simple and not risk taking and not original. I just felt like I've seen this plot before. I feel like I've seen it in the past movies before. And so going back into, so the way they're running it, is that, like, those are the three main characters, because they wanted it to run like that. You know, they wanted to have, Disney wanted to say, hey, We had Luke, Han, and Leia. Now here's our next three, because it's two guys and a girl. You know, same thing. And so that's what they really wanted. And I was just like, okay, that's the trio. That's the trio for this trilogy. And then, you know, Leia, Luke, and
Chewie's in there too.
And Chewie, of course, yeah. So
it's not really a trio.
Well, I mean, so going into, I'm just like, I mean, they wanted us to have that same feeling and everything to this. But I just, the way they were just, yeah, the way they were just, it was just annoying the heck out of me throughout this movie.
I know, it didn't bother me. I liked to see their friendship like that, because, I mean, I'd like to have friends that I bicker with. Again, I can see where you're coming from, where it's annoying too much. But you can't really compare it and be like, since Luke, Han, and Leia didn't bicker this much, and they now, Finn, Poe, and Rey are bickering. Oh, no, it's terrible. Like, it didn't bother me as much. I know it will still bother some of you guys, but I liked it. I liked it. And I liked how you saw their bond was a little bit more than maybe the first two out of this trilogy. I liked seeing that too, how their growth.
And see, here's the thing. You know, I'll say it again. Like, it just, I said it again in my expectations before, right before I did post expectations on the Animal City Movie Talk page. Right before seeing this movie on the Facebook page, and I was just like, okay, Force Awakens potential, Last Jedi killed that potential. I hate to say it, the Rise of Skywalker just annihilated that potential again. Like, just like, okay, so there was a story arc that I really did like, and I know you didn't like it because you said you didn't like Finn in the first one, The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens, actually, I was excited for it, because you know why? Because we never seen a stormtrooper go good. I was like, hey, there's something there. There's something that could be done with this. All right, let's see where this goes. What do we get? Nothing.
That's
exactly what we got.
But he's not the main character, though. I mean, he's not Rey.
agree to disagree.
I said, this was the movie that I really liked Finn's character. I didn't like him in the other two other movies from this trilogy. Mm-hmm. I didn't like him that much. He was okay. I liked him a little bit more in The Return of the Jedi. He was, yeah. But this one, I really liked his character. And mm-hmm. I really liked the new characters that we got.
Yeah.
They were pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm going... speaking of new characters, I mean, it's been already announced. And you know, the new droid, it's already been merchandised. It's already been released before.
Cutest thing ever.
I didn't like the way it was introduced, though. It was too... It felt too unnatural.
I mean...
I was just like, hello. Like, it just...
Well, yeah. Okay, but you gotta realize, like, how old's that droid? And it's probably not up to par. Like, it's, like, you know, the way it was found wasn't in pristine condition.
so the runtime for this movie actually came out to 2 hours and 21 minutes, which is actually pretty long of a movie. And okay, so again, we'll go back to the good stuff. So the action sequences were great. The action in this, the CGI in this movie was on point, 100% on point. Really brilliant guys. By Bad Robot, of course, J.J. Abrams' company. It was really done very, very well. But here's the thing, though. I got to give J.J. Abrams the benefit of the doubt. I got to give it to him. Someone had to take this movie. Someone had to sign on and be like, hey, I got to do this. And I was just like, I mean, you're going into already a word of hurt from Last Jedi. Last Jedi, let's be honest, it left people conflicted. It really did. Everyone was conflicted Last Jedi. Some people enjoyed it. If you enjoyed the last two movies, guys, do not take us as discouraging or whatsoever. Because you enjoyed it. That's awesome. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy it. And you will like this one. Guaranteed. You will like this one. If you like the last two, you will like this one, guys. So own it. Appreciate it, love it, because that's what you should do, guys. Now, I mean, not all of us are going to love every single movie. That's great, though, because you know why? Because you have your opinion, just like we have ours, and you have yours, even though I don't agree with yours. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I mean, that's awesome about it. You know, film is subjective, guys. Remember that. Film is subjective. Going into that subjective part, I just, you know, the climax of this movie, I didn't like it. It was anticlimactic, and it was too cheesy. I felt like it was way too cheesy.
I will disagree with you on the anticlimactic part, but I will agree with you on the cheesiness a little bit, a little ridiculousness. Maybe it's just predictable, or like once you kind of learn more about the story as the movie goes on, and then you get to that climactic moment. Yeah, maybe I think it's just predictable for me. Maybe
and the next thing I would say again was I think this movie was done for damage control. Like damage control, because I felt like they were just trying to play it safe. And again, going back to J.J. Abrams again, someone had to do this movie. And so this is not J.J. Abrams' fault. It was just like, hey, Last Jedi left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. It really did. Everyone was conflicted of it. Reviewers, critics, fans, they were conflicted on this movie, whether we like it or not. And for J.J. Abrams to come and be like, all right, I got to take this. I have to, you know, fix it. Try to.
Fix it.
And this is the best that we got. I mean,
to be like face value,
it's so hard not to spoil it, but we're not.
But face value, this wasn't like complete bombshell. I'm gonna hate the whole Star Wars franchise because this movie left such a bad taste. No, it's not like that. But is it a letdown from what we expected? Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Is it
to end the Skywalker saga?
Yes, yes.
Is it a letdown to end the trilogy of Disney?
Yeah, I would
agree. Right? Yeah, I would say that too. So obviously we answered all these points. Was this the film that we deserved? No, hell to the no.
I liked that it is continuing the story. I didn't like the way it was done, and I feel like we deserved a better film. We deserved a closing film, but maybe a different closing film.
Oh man, okay. All right, let's go to ratings, man. All right, so ratings 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. Angela, what is your rating? I'll let you go first.
I have an unpopular opinion because I enjoyed it. I was entertained by this film.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are seeing it again.
We're going to see it again. I'm going to see it again for sure. We are both going to see it again.
Yeah.
Probably watch it at least two more times. Try to watch it two more times.
And I feel like that's the thing. You know, we saw it, we walked out, we drove home, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, this is one of those films I really need to see again, because I feel like I missed a lot of things, But regardless, I think overall I was entertained by it. I liked the characters, the way it's flawed. Yes, obviously the logic, certain points are, you kind of question it. You're like, how does that happen and why? But I think overall I would give it maybe like a 6.5 because I really liked it. I don't love it. please don't hate me. But I really enjoyed watching it, and I would we are gonna see it again.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna see this again, guys, because I'm meant to rewatch it, to go back into it, because I'm conflicted right now. I feel like Ben Solo. I'm just like, I'm conflicted in the beginning of the Force Awakens.
Our ratings may change after we see the second time, but I mean, initial reaction.
Yeah, initial going into this movie, I'm gonna give this. I'm stuck between a 4 and a 5. Oh man. I'll give it a five because it's I'm so conflicted right now. So I'm gonna give it a 5 right now, though, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna give it a 5. All right, guys. Do we recommend this movie? Obviously, if you're a Star Wars fan, you want to end that trilogy. Everyone's gonna go see this movie in theaters. Let's be honest. Everyone and their moms and their moms' moms are gonna go see this movie.
If you are anything like me, I have a closure problem where I can't just not watch it. Even if I were to see all the negative reviews or whatever reviews or positive reviews, I cannot not watch this film. I cannot not end this trilogy, the saga. So yes, I would recommend it to anybody who has watched any of the films, especially the first two in this trilogy, to close it off. Even if you may not like it, even if you know you love it, to close and finish that story, this whatever story this is, to close it, I think you need to see it.
Oh yeah, most definitely, guys. So yeah, all Star Wars fans, everyone's gonna go see this movie regardless. Everyone is.
It's who I mean, if you're not a Star Wars fan, but if you are and you like any of the, even if you've seen one movie, you still have to see this one.
Oh yeah, you gotta see it. All right, guys. So I'm definitely gonna buy this movie. I'm probably gonna buy the box set because it was hinted today, leaked, that they're gonna have a Skywalker set by Disney. It's rumored to be $249 of the whole Skywalker saga.
He just loves collector's boxes.
You darn right. You darn right. All right, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aknola, Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady, Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and give us a thumbs up if you like our review, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Be sure to listen to us also on every podcast platform, guys. Just tell Alexa and be sure to tell Google News. And also, guys, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're actually, this will be up on every format out there, by the way, guys. Facebook, Instagram, all our social media outlets. Be on the lookout for our spoilers review coming out next week, ladies and gentlemen. As always, like, share, subscribe. Have a good one, guys. Wake up.